Elephant-headed Ganesh was sitting in his library. With two of his hands, he was holding and reading a book, turning the pages carefully. With the other two hands, he was holding a mango, slicing it and eating it, savoring every bite. After a while, his brother, Kartikeya, came running into the room, warlike. "Brother, brother," he says, I've got a plan. I want to share it with you. Will you listen?"
"Just a minute," said Ganesh. "Just I'll finish this page."
"No, no, I can't wait. I have to tell you now. Listen, here's the thing. I've thought about something and I want to know what you think. I'm old enough now and I've decided that it's time for me to get married. And I thought I might marry those two princesses in the temple. You know the ones, Siddhi and Buddhi. What do you think of that?"
Ganesh stroked his tusk and thought about it. He said, "Well, now you come to mention it, I'm older than you, and I'm not married yet. Maybe I should marry them."
"Don't be silly. You can't marry them. It was my idea."
"Well, it's my idea now, too. You've given it to me, haven't you, brother?"
"Well, I'll tell you what, Ganesh. I'll fight you for them. The one who wins gets the girls. What do you say?"
"You think I'm stupid, brother? You're the god of war. You're going to win any fight. I might as well just say let's have a general knowledge quiz and the one who wins gets the girls. You wouldn't do that, would you?"
"No, I wouldn't. But, what about this? Let's have a race. A race around the world. The first one to come back gets the girls."
"Do you mean," said Ganesh thoughtfully, "that each of us can travel in our own way around the world and the one who comes back first gets the girls? Is that what you mean?"
"Yes, that's what I said, isn't it? Do you agree?"
Okay.
"Fine. 1, 2, 3, go." Kartikeya rushed out of the room and up the slopes of the Himalayas. He climbed and he scrambled till he came to the top. And then just for a moment he looked around. There was snow under his feet, eagles circling below him, and the tracks of a snow leopard down by the forest. He slid down the mountainside and soon he was in the forests of China, running and running past panthers and tigers and even a panda or two munching on some grass. He ran and he ran until he came to the rice plains of China, ran past field after field of rice and mud until he came to the sea. And then he's swimming, swimming from island to island, past shark and dolphin and whale, until he comes to the Americas. There he runs through the deep Amazon forest and up to the buffalo plains of the north. He runs and he runs with the buffaloes, stopping sometimes in the evenings to listen to the stories in the tents, until he comes to the eastern sea. And then he swims again, north this time, past iceberg after iceberg, until he comes to the frozen plains of ice themselves. And he runs past polar bear and penguin, until he comes down over the Russian steppes the other side and back to the place where he started. When he gets there, he runs around looking for Ganesh until he finds him sitting in the library. In two of his hands, he's holding a book, turning the page carefully. With the other two, he's holding a mango, slicing and eating. Says Ganesh. "Welcome back, brother. I've been waiting for you. I went right around the world a long time ago, and now I'm going to marry the girls. But I thought I'd wait. I wanted you to be at the wedding." "What?" said Kartikeya. "How do I know you went around the world? You don't look like you've been around the world at all."
Well, I could ask you the same question. How do I know that you've been around the world?"
"Well, I have, that's all."
Well, I have too."
"Okay, if you say you've been around the world, then what was it like when you went up the mountains from this house?"
"Well, I climbed up to the top of the Himalayas, and when I got there, there was snow and ice and eagles flying all around me, and I saw a snow leopard come out of the forest. It was beautiful."
"Okay, and what then?"
"Well, I went down the other side, and in the forests of China I saw pumas and pandas and tigers. It was very thick and very grassy, full of creepers and bushes, but I pushed my way through.
until I came to the plains of rice. Then I swam past the islands with sharks and dolphins all around me. And then I was up on the buffalo plains, and I travelled with the buffaloes and heard the stories they told in the evenings in the tents. And then I travelled again, up to a land of ice. I saw polar bears and penguins, and it was very, very cold. And then back down over the Russian steppes until I got back here. That's what I saw. What did you see, brother?
Well, I saw the same thing as you, so I suppose you must have travelled there. Okay, marry the girls. I'll find some others.
In this way, Ganesh married Buddhi and Siddhi. After the wedding, Kartikeya went up to Ganesh and said, "Brother, I know you've married them now, and that's fine, but tell me, did you really go round the world?"
"Hmm," said Ganesh, "good question. The true answer is yes and no."
"What do you mean?"
"Well, what I did was I sat in the library and I read my way around the world. I read a book for each of the countries in a journey round the world. And when I read about the Himalayas, I saw the mountains and the rocks and the snow and the eagles just in my imagination. And when I read the stories about the jungle, I learnt all about pandas and tigers, and I saw them as if I had been there. I read and I read until I'd made my journey. So I did travel around the world, just in my imagination. And here's the question for you. What do you think? Did Ganesh cheat or not?"